Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Patuloy ako nagpapasalamat sa ating po mga circle leaders na siguro po naririnig nyo, binabanggit kanina, ano ba yung mga circle. Naniniwala tayo that God has called us into community. At ang mga circles po, ito po yung mga small groups ng ICS Church. These are committed relationships na meron po tayo dito sa ating community because life is better when it's done together. Kaya kung kayo po ay nanunood at hindi pa kayo bahagi ng isang small group or circle, mag-message lang po kayo sa amin and we would want to help you find a circle that's right for you. Ito po mga nakaraang linggo, we've been doing a series called Getting What You Asked For. Getting What You Asked For. At you know, we've learned that it's important to ask according to God's will. When we ask according to God's will, it is there na maunawaan natin that God hears us and responds to our needs. We also learned that we should approach God as our loving Heavenly Father, no, bilang ama natin. Because when we do that, you know, as a loving Father, He responds to us. Dahil yun ang nais na relationship na meron tayo sa Kanya. And so today we conclude this series, and the title for today's message is As You Desire. As You Desire. Posible bang manalangin ng in the wrong way? Is it possible? Kasi minsan we can be sincere, di ba, sa ating mga kaparaanan. We can be the most sincere person, pero we can also be sincerely wrong, no, in the way that we do things. Naranasan nyo na ba yun? You were going in one direction at ikaw ay convinced na ito yung tamang daan, no, sa ating dapat puntahan. At yung kasama mo sinasabi sa iyo, hindi ito yung daan, mali ito, hindi ito yung daan. Alam ko to, nakapunta na ako dito noon, and you are convinced that yes, this is the right way. At nagpatuloy ka sa iyong paroroonan, nagdrive ka, and after about 2 hours, sandali, parang hindi yata dito yung daan. At sasabihin ng ating kasama, di ba sabi ko sa'yo, di ba? Sinabi ko na sa'yo na hindi ito ang tamang daan. So, you know, that happens to me every now and then, probably earlier on, more than it did today. Kasi minsan yung pride natin, no, ayaw nating masabing mali tayo, and we want to insist in that direction. So we can be sincere, no, in our actions, kahit sa ating pag-iisip, no, sa ating mga ginagawa. But we can be sincerely wrong. And when we admit na, oy, o nga, no, mali pala. At yung unang sinabi mo, yung pala yung tamang daan. And we end up actually saving time, minsan effort, and even embarrassment if we would just learn that way. Si Santiago, si James, you know, in the New Testament, James, meron siyang sinulat. So this is in James chapter 4. Verse 3, sabi niyo doon, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Dito po, James is talking about prayer. He's talking about talking to God. At sinabi niya, meron ilan sa atin who actually ask God, who actually pray to God and are sincere in our prayers to God. Pero when we ask, we still do not receive from God kasi mali ang ating motibo. Posible ba yun? We ask so sincerely. Apparently, according to James, yes. Posible yun. We can be the most sincere person. Maari pong maging mataimtim ang ating pananalangin, pakikitungo sa Diyos, pang-uusap sa Kanya. But in the end, no, we may be asking, bakit gano'n? Parang hindi sumasagot ang Diyos, parang tila wala akong naririnig sa Kanya, or there's no response from God. And James says, it's possible na yung motibo natin, yung pinaggagalingan ng ating mga panalangin, may be the reason why God has not responded to us. Ganun lang ba yun? Pero we need to understand this further. Kaya si James po, we're gonna read a little more. James, para dun po sa atin na hindi ganun ka-familiar sa kanya, the scholars credit the writer of this book as the brother of Jesus, the one, Mary and Joseph had other children after Jesus was born, their own biological kids. At sabi ng mga eksperto, James was one of those. He ended up becoming a prominent leader in the church, no? When Jesus ascended to heaven in the Jerusalem church, one of the prominent leaders that we find in the first century church of Jerusalem. So he ends up writing his own account. At itong book of James, it's also popularly known as the Proverbs of the New Testament. Sinasabi nga nila, dahil gaw, these are like nuggets of wisdom, no? Mga pera-pirasong sayings that you could actually take and apply in your life. It's a very practical book, a very easy book to read. Kaya kung gusto niyo pong malaman ano yung practical ways of living, James is a good book to actually read. So here, para maunawaan pa natin lubos itong kontekstong ito, what he talks about. Ano ba yon? Ultimately, what he talks about here, James addresses our desires. So let's go back a little earlier in this chapter. In James chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, tinanong niya dito, sabi niya, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Ayan, tanong po yan. Ano po ang sanhi ng ating mga bangayan, hindi pagkakaunawaan, at minsan pati yung away. What causes fights and quarrels among you? And as he asks the question, he answers it himself. Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? Hindi pa nanggagaling yan, no? Sa ating mga desires, sa ating salooban. You desire but you do not have, so you kill, you covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. James asks a question and answers the question himself. Anong sanghi ng ating mga bangayan? Now, who is he talking to right here? Ito pong sulat ni James, ni Santiago, is addressed to the 12 tribes of Israel and to the followers of Jesus that were scattered around the world, specifically here in the Asia Minor, or the Middle Eastern part of the world. And so he was addressing Jesus followers and God believers. Posible ba yun? Nag-aaway pa rin ba mga followers ni Jesus? If you've been a Christian for a while, you would know, yes, you know, Christians actually do end up doing that. You know, they're not perfect. We're not perfect. And these things still happen. And James says, the cause of this is the desires in us. Now, the desires themselves, kung sabihin natin yung desire, ang pagnanasa, neutral yan eh, di ba? Desire as itself, it's neither good or bad, but it can be, depending on saan siya nanggagaling. Kung ano ang nagiging sanhi or motivation ng ating mga desires, then that will determine if it's actually good or evil. We're actually encouraged to desire God's word, to desire God's presence. Those are good desires. Pero merong mga desires, no, na hindi tama, na mali. And here, dito sa passage ito, James is saying, there are desires that are actually wrong. Dahil kagaya ng nangyayari sa mga ilang Christian communities, James says, some of you have quarrels, nagkakaroon ng mga away, nagkakaroon ng hindi pagkakasundo sa inyong mga samahan, sa inyong mga iglesia, because you allow desires that are wrong to manifest in your life. No? Verse 2 says, you desire but you do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. No? Merong pagkakainggitan na nagaganap. You know? Pagkakainggit daw, no, is actually not a good desire. No? In English, it's envy. Being envious. When we are envious, ibig sabihin, meron tayo nakikita sa ibang tao, whether it is them, no, or their possession, and we look at that at sinasabi natin, ako, sana meron akong ganun, o sana kasing gwapo ako itong tao na to, or sana, no, nasa akin rin yung kung ano yung meron sa kanya. And because of this, yung desire na yon, it's causing us envy. No? Lumalabas yung inggit, at dahil dun sa inggit na yon, kahit wala pa tayong ginagawa, sabi nga dito, you kill, scholars tell us, James probably wasn't talking about literally killing, kasi if you're sincere followers of God, ganun ba ginagawa natin? Pero in our mind, in our hearts, di ba? Minsan naiisip natin yon. Minsan naiisip natin pag sobrang inggit tayo sa, no, ka-churchmate natin, I wish you were dead para sa akin. Grabe, may mga ganun ba? Pero sabi ni James, you kill. I mean, to the point na yung heart motivation mo, ganun na. Sana mawala ka na para mapasa akin na yung nasa'yo. Diba? You may not be literally doing that, pero James is saying, you know, some of us have these motivations in our hearts. You covet. Yan eh. You're wanting to get what does not belong to you. You cannot get what you want. So lumalabas yon sa ating behaviors. When there is envy, pag nagkakaroon ng pagkakainggit, when we do not learn to be joyful for others, di ba yung sa kabila nun eh, bilang Kristiyano, that's what we're supposed to do. To be joyful, to rejoice with others. They rejoice. Pero sino po sa atin, sa totoo lang, no, pag nakita natin na, oh, yung kalagayan ng kapatina natin sa pananampalataya, parang, bakit ganun? Parang tila sinasagot yung prayer nila. Bakit ako? Hindi. And instead of rejoicing for the answered prayer or rejoicing dun sa blessing na naranasan nila, nagiging sanhi lalo to ng pagkakainggit, sama ng loob, and we begin to wish harm para sa kanila or wish na mawala yon or wish na sana, di ba? Kasing lungkot ko sila. Bakit ganun? Parang, it's unfair. Ayun, di ba? It's unfair. And we begin to think, hindi yata tama to. At lumalabas yung maling behavior because of that. Kahit hindi nila alam na may ganun tayong feeling, no, pag nakita-kita tayo sa circle natin, o di kaya naman dito sa church, no, when we get to meet together on a Sunday morning, na nakasimangot na tayo sa kanila. Gigreet nila tayo, oy, good morning, tapos, good morning ka dyan. Anong ginawa ko? Innocent, no? They have no idea what's going on, pero ikaw pala, no? In your heart and in your life, merong ka palang sama ng loob. Not because of anything that they did to you, but simply because masaya sila, no? Merong blessing dumating, and ikaw hindi mo magawa na maging masaya para sa kanila din. And James says, that's because of the desire that is in you. There is a battle, di ba? Naglalaban daw yung desires na yun. There is a battle. There is a desire that is honoring to God, and there is a desire that is like this world. That's evil, and it's battling within you. And James says, some of you allow those wrong desires na mag-manifest, at dahil dun, you cannot be happy for others. You cannot rejoice for others. And so, instead of being happy for them, sinasabi mo na sana sa akin na lang yun. Sana meron din akong ganun. And you miss the point. You covet. You cannot get what you want. And so you quarrel and fight. Lumalabas siya sa maling ugali. Our desires direct our motives, attitudes, and behaviors. For better or for worse. So dapat i-examine natin maigi ngayong mga desires natin, di ba? Because they can either motivate our attitudes and our behaviors for good or for evil. Our desires can deceive us in doing the right thing when in fact it's the wrong thing. No? Pwede tayong malinlang ng ating mga desires. And before it's too late, may mga nagawa na tayo, nasabi na tayo na hindi tama. So, here's a truth that we want to remember today. Our desires serve what our lives submit to. Ultimately, ganun yun eh. Our desires serve what our lives are submitted to. And because of that, our submission ultimately directs our confession. Kung saan tayo nakasubmit, kung ano yung bagay na sineserve natin, yan ang lilitaw sa ating pamumuhay. Whether it's in our speech or in our behaviors or in our attitudes. That's what James said. There are these desires that's battling within you, pero yun na. Naglalaban yung mga desires na yun, and what manifests in this particular situation, unfortunately, are the wrong desires. And he goes on, he says, yung iba nga sa inyo, you do not have because you do not ask God. Hindi na nga kayo nananalangin eh. You don't even bother to pray to the Lord or to seek God anymore. Bakit? Kasi ano na lang, it's just all about you. It's all about you. You are your own motivation. What I want, what I want. You're not even talking to the Lord anymore. You're not consulting God anymore. And for those of you, meron din naman sa inyo nanalangin. Pero James says in verse 3, when you ask, those of you who do pray, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Again, the root of this is the desires. It's the wrong desires. I'm going to ask God for this. Not because I know it's His will, hindi dahil alam ko ito yung kalooban ng Panginoon or this is in alignment with His purpose. I'm asking for this kasi nainggit ako eh. Nakita ko meron din silang gano'n. So Lord, bigyan mo din naman ako. So we're asking not because we want to follow God, not because it's what God has instructed us to do. Humihingi tayo ng mga bagay na yun kasi nainggit tayo. And James is saying, that's wrong. You're just pursuing what you want, not what I want, di ba? Eh, pananalangin is getting to know God. It's not just about us. Yung sinabi nga natin, di ba? Pag meron tayong need, doon tayo lalapit lang sa Panginoon. Eh, ano yun? Parang ATM, di ba? Parang Santa Claus lang si God. When we're in need, that's the only time we go to Him. Pero sa ibang mga panahon, parang wala na. Wala akong need eh. So, wala na rin conversation, wala na rin prayer na nagagam. So, it becomes the wrong motives. James says, you adulterous people. Grabe, no? Adultery. That's the accusation ni James, ni Santiago, sa mga mananampalatayang Kristiyano. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity? Grabe na, enmity. What's that word? No? Parang it's like war. No? Enmity against God. Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? James accuses and says, when we behave in this way, parang we're living in adultery. Parang sinabi natin, sige God, susunod ako sa iyo. Magsasubmit ako sa iyo, pero yung pamumuhay natin, yung behavior natin, kung paano natin tratuhin ang kapwa natin, kapwa Kristiyano, and even yung the way that we pray, it seems iba yung motivation. Na parang ano yan eh, parang, di ba, merong dalawang teams na nagko-compete dahil tuloy-tuloy yung mga competitions ngayon, di ba, merong Olympics na naganap, ngayon may Para-Olympics na nagaganap, and you're supposed to be in one team. So, susuot mo yung uniforme nila, pero in reality, hindi ka pala parte ng team na yun. No? So, you walk with the team, you go with the team, you look like the team, pero when you start to behave, parang sandali, parang iba yata. Parang iba yata yung ginagawa mo kumpara dun sa grupo. James is saying, yung ilan sa atin, ganun. We're being adulterous because we say na, yes, I follow God, pero sa pamumuhay natin, in my motivations, in my desires, in the way I pray, tila, hindi yata. God desires us only to be devoted to Him. We're created so that our commitment lies only to Him. Napaka-importante yan, di ba? Pag sinabi yung part ka ng team na ito, dapat 100%. Because you're expected to be committed dun sa team na yan. So, pagdating ng competition, di ba, bibigay mo yung lahat. Gagawin mong lahat para manalo. Hindi lang para sa'yo, pero para sa team. Pero kung hindi ka talaga sold out or you belong to the team, or di kaya naman parang salawahan yung puso mo. Ang sakit, ano? You're not gonna give your best for that team. Hindi ka mag-perform, hindi mo gagawin yung lahat. Kasi you also like the other team. Eh, para doon rin ako sa team eh. Bakit? Kasi nandun yung gusto ko eh. Nasali lang ako dito. James is saying, that's what it's like. When we live this way and when we behave this way, and God, he says, you know, he desires full devotion. Yun ang nais niya. Allowing wrong desires harms our relationship with one another and with God. Yun ang nangyayari. When we cannot decide kung saan ba talaga ako, am I 100% fully devoted to God or dito pa rin sa mundo? Alam mo, in the end, walang mananalo dyan eh. Bakit? Kasi mako-confuse ang mga tao at ikaw mismo, how you behave. Mixed yung behavior mo. There are parts of you na, yun na, may desire na to honor God. Tapos may parts of you na parang nasa mundo po rin. And it affects. Kala ko ba kristyano ka? May manilin natin minsan yun eh. Because there are behaviors na nagmamanifest na hindi yata like those of a follower of Jesus. And wrong desires gives birth to envy. And because of this, it damages our relationships. At the same time, according to what we've read, wrong desires develops false spirituality. Kasi sabi nga dun eh, meron nga sa inyo nananalangin eh. Pero, hindi tinutugon ng Panginoon. Why? Because your motives are wrong. So some of us, sabi ni James, can go through spiritual activities. No? Pwede natin gawin ang lahat at maaring maging mataimtim pa yung ginagawa natin. But in the end, our sincerity may still be wrong kung hindi tama yung pinagmumula ng ating mga desires by doing the things that we do. When we sing worship to God, when we pray to God, kung ang sanhi niyon, nung desire na yon, like what we talked about previously, para ipakita lang na, oy, tinan mo kung gaano ako kabanal, tinan mo kung gaano ako kabuti. That's false. Spirituality, it's not being honest. Or mananalangin tayo. Pero yung desire talaga natin nun, it's because of envy and jealousy. Kaya yun ang hinihingi natin sa Panginoon. Mali siya. Ultimately, James says, wrong desires can make an enemy of God. There's an enmity between us and the Lord. So, what do we do? Kung ganun, if there are times na sandali, yung mga gagawin ko pala ay mali. So the answer is, how can we now allow our desires to come in alignment? So James helps us here. So verse 6, sabi niya, but he gives us more grace. That is why the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. He shows favor to the humble. So ultimately, kay Lord pa rin galing. Grabe, no? He says, he gives us more grace. Alam mo, alam ni Lord na meron kanyang ganyang klaseng struggle. Ganun ka kabuti ang Diyos. He knows that we have these desires that battle in our lives, in our hearts, and in our thoughts. And so, he pours out grace to us. He gives us what we do not deserve. Yun yung grace, di ba? But it needs to begin, and it needs to be processed in the posture of humility. Ayun. Humility. Bakit? Because God opposes the proud. Another way to understand it, yung pag-resist ba? Di ba parang, it's almost that he opposes the proud. No? Pag nakikita ko yung mga taong nagre-wrestling. No? It's like that. It's like God is opposing. If we have pride in ourselves, no, feeling natin na it's all about me, what I want, what I desire. No? At pag merong ibang taong nakaranas ng blessing, yung kagandahan, sumasama yung loob natin kasi dapat sa akin yan eh. Di ba? Ganon. It's self-centered. That's pride. That's also pride. And God says he opposes that. But he draws near, he responds, he is with those, he shows favor and grace to those who are humble. So the goal is, how do we get to that? How do we find a path towards humility. And he right here is quoting, it's an age-old understanding. Actually, alam na ng mga Jews to eh. If they're Jewish Christians, they know this because James is quoting directly from Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon, written hundreds of years before. Humility is important. Eh, humility, siguro ayusin lang natin, minsan ilan sa atin, no, pagpapakumbaba, iniisip natin na sinasangtabi mo na yung sarili mo when it comes to humility. That's not what humility is. I like what C.S. Lewis says, no, patungkol sa humility. C.S. Lewis, who was a writer, an author, theologian, he said, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but it's about thinking of yourself less. Nakuha ba natin yun? It's not about thinking that you are lesser, di ba? Hindi ibig sabihin ng humility ay iniisip mo, baliwala ka, wala kang kwenta, but it's about thinking of yourself less. Na hindi mo palagi iniisip na it's about me, patungkol sa akin, dapat lahat tungkol sa akin, dapat it's about yun daw. That's pride. That humility is thinking of yourself less. So how do we do this? How do we grow the right desires that honor God, if that's important? James, in verse 7 says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves. Dun na naman. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. So James says, hey, if those desires are the issue, if pride is the issue, nadiing sanhi ng wrong behaviors, ng wrong spirituality, he says, hey, first of all, understand that your desires need to be submitted to something. Yung desires natin will either be submitted to the right things or to the wrong things. And James, as a follower of Jesus, he says, dahil tayo yun, sa mga manunulat, we believe in Jesus, we believe in God, submit to God. Submit yourselves to God. This is how we allow our desires to come aligned. Don't submit it to yourself. Don't submit it to the world. Diba? Yun yung comparison eh. The world. Kasi the values of the world are in opposition. The values of the world are in direct contrast sa values ng Panginoon Diyos. So submit to Him. Submit to His teaching. Submit to His precepts. Submit to His instructions. Submit to God. And you know, pag pinag-usapan yung submission, ang dumarating na larawan sa akin is the hands held up, di ba? Saan natin madalas nakikita yan? Oh, hold up, sabi, oh, hold up to. So, ganyan. Or surrender, di ba? If there's a battle and you're defeated, you put your hands up as an act of surrender. For me, yun yung larawan, yun yung picture ng submission. When James says we are to submit to God, that's what we need to do. Are we surrendered to God? Surrendered ba yung desires natin sa Kanya? Surrendered ba yung values natin sa Kanya? Yung mga bagay na sa tingin natin ay importante sa buhay natin. And it can begin with that, right? And we say, oh, Pastor Jad, yes, I'm surrendered to God. But then, James follows it up and he says, you're also supposed to resist the devil. Ginagawa naman po natin yun. Because one thing is to surrender to God, and I'm sure a lot of the people dito sa nagbabasa ng letter niya, the 12 tribes, the scattered church, were saying, yes, I'm surrendered to God. Pero it seems they're not resisting the devil kasi meron dapat yung isang bagay din. That we're to resist the devil. Why? Because just because we're surrendered to God, hindi ibig sabihin na naiiwan na lang tayo ng devil, ng demonyo, nahahayaan nyo na lang tayong lumago. We have to resist the devil. Ibig sabihin yung mga temptations niya, no, towards the wrong things, towards evil things, yung mga bagay na yun, we need to say, I'm gonna move away from that. Resisting the devil is literally, you know, looking away, moving away, dun sa mga bagay na alam natin na hindi tama, hindi kaaya-aya, that doesn't honor God, you know? Hindi nakakalugod sa Panginoon. That's part of resisting. And if we need to flee, we should flee. Diba? That's part of resisting yung influence ng devil. Pero, bakit hindi natin ginagawa yun? And for a lot of people who were reading this, it seems ganun na nangyari sa kanila. They were submitted, pero they were not resisting. So yung wrong desires pa rin nangigibabaw. We need to both submit to God and resist the devil. A temptation to live in sin, to commit sin, to behave in the values na hindi align sa Panginoon. You know what's going to help us do that? What James says further? By drawing closer to the Lord. No? Come close to God, he says here. Drawing close to God. How do we draw close to God? Chad, hindi ko naman siya nakikita eh. Paano ako lalapit sa kanya? He's not physically here. He's not present. Yes, but God is spirit. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He cannot be contained. And one way we do that, kagaya pa ng ginawa natin ngayon, we come to Him in worship. We come to Him in prayer, no, sa ating pagsasaliksik sa Kanya. We come to Him through His Word. We get to be close to Him because of those activities that allow us, no, to know Him, to be aware of His presence. So let's draw close to Him in worship. Let's draw close to Him in prayer. Let's draw close to Him in spending time and moments with Him. James says, what else are we supposed to do? Grieve, mourn, and wail. Wash your hands. Purify your hearts. He says here, you're to confess and repent from a life of sin. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about life itself. Ang sinasabi niyo na yung mga desires yung ginagawa niyo na mali, yun ang itigil niyo yan, di ba? Yung katuwaan niyo sa kasalanan, yung repent of these things. Confess it before the Lord. Lay it down before Him. And live a life of holiness and humility. Di ba? Purify your hearts. Humble yourselves. Because it's not about what I want. Kasi pag andun pa rin po tayo, this is what I want. Sabi ni James, this is pride. And that's wrong desires. So para matanggal yung pride, there needs to be humility. Para magkaroon ng humility, we need to come to God. We need to come to God. Submit to Him. Resist the devil. Draw closer to the Lord. Confess, repent, and resolve. Just decide to live holy, humble lives. Why? Because what our desires serve what our lives are submitted to. And our submission directs our confession. James says, this is what's important. Marahil ilang sa atin ngayon, you know, when we come to the Lord, we pray, we're asking for the wrong things. And so it seems that God is not listening to us. In fact, He is. He's hearing us. But He's saying, you know what? Anak, hindi ko bibigay sa iyan eh. Kasi mali. Mali yung pinanggagalingan ng request mo. Mali yung motivation mo. Mali yung you're sincere. I see your sincerity. Nakikita ko yun. Mataimtim. Pero mali pa rin. I need for you to change. Don't come to me from a position of pride. Di ba minsan yung pagiging prideful na kahit alam mo na si God, father ko siya eh. So I'm gonna come to Him and the wrong kind of pride is feeling entitled. Alam mo yun? Feeling entitled ka. The feeling, God, you owe me. God doesn't owe us anything. He's given promises and He will fulfill those promises, but on our part, mali yung kaugalian na ganun. I love the story of that son who ran away. No, lahat nasa kanya na eh. He was actually an inheritor of the vast riches and wealth that his father owned. And he spent it all on himself. Ginastos niya para sarili niya, for his own pleasures, his own desires, kahit alam niya mali yung ginagawa niya. And in the end, nung walang-wala na siya, At alam niya nasaktan yung ama niya, he still chose to go back. Kasi nasa isip niya, that's the only place that I could probably get what I need. Even if I go back na mag-serve na lang bilang alipin, you know, hindi na part ng pamilya, okay lang yon. But from a distance, nung nalaman, nakita siya, nasilayan siya nung ama, the story tells us that the father ran towards him. He ran towards him. And upon meeting him, binigyan siya ng sing-sing, no? Binihisan siya, at nagkaroon pa ng celebration on his behalf. Showing to the son that, yes, you're still my son. Yung relationship natin, hindi nagbago. What I have is still yours. But it was very different, di ba? Stark contrast. Nung unang umalis siya and he asked for all of his inheritance, there was pride, there was self-entitlement. Pero pagbalik niya, it was a different son. He came back with a posture of humility. Papakumbaba, repentant, sorrowful. And really, James is telling us, you know what? Yes, God has saved you and God has given everything for us as His sons and His daughters. Pero we need to remember, we need to continue to walk in the posture of humility. God will answer us. God will hear our cries. Kung tama yung kalagayan ng puso natin, if our desires are submitted to Him, not rooted in what we want and who we are, but in who He is. This is how good our God is. Oh, this past couple of weeks, many in our faith family have been going through a lot of difficulties. Pero alam mo, ang Diyos natin, He's still faithful. In fact, one of our leaders here, you know, went through a crisis just recently, a few weeks ago. Nagkasakit siya, nagkaroon siya ng COVID, infect, and they had to go to the hospital. And at that point, talagang puno na ang mga ospital and they were not being allowed to go in. So, ano gagawin natin? You know, it's something that you wouldn't expect kasi nga, maayos, they're taking precautions. They got sick. So what did they do? They prayed and it was talaga impossible. Puno na po, hindi na pwede pumasok. What did they do? They did what only they knew they could do. Let's pray. Let's pray. Pero hindi lang sila nanatiling nananalangin lang. They continued to seek and to ask permission. And you know what? Eventually, after several hours of waiting, nag-open up. They said, oy, merong space po. Pwede na po. And out of the hundreds who were still waiting, bakit? I mean, the only thing that they said, you know, we could give credit to was God. I mean, it was just God's favor na nagkaroon ng bed. And the story didn't stop there. No? Nagtuloy pa rin. No, sana magkaroon ng sariling room kasi nga, you know, it's difficult just to be in this particular space. And a day later, ano nangyari? Oh, meron na pong room that they could be in. Nako, naging matindi yung paglaban and the finances are there. And the blessing just to continue to come. Here's a new medication na pwede nating subukan and you don't need to pay anything. But if you agree to go through this process, we will cover the cost. And the response is, grabe, you know, where is all of this coming from? And the only thing that they said, you know, the only way that we can give credit to is God. They went through the treatment, the provisions came, until ultimately, lumabas na sa ospital, and is now in recovery. Was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. If you listen to the stories, kung, no, yung sa atin na nakakilala sa may mga kamag-anak who went through COVID hospitalization and the treatment, hindi ganun kadali. But while I was listening to their story, isa lang talaga, you know, in the end, we concluded to only one thing. They concluded to only one thing. I mean, we're nobody, sabi nga nila, di ba? I mean, we're not influential, we're not rich, pero the only thing that we could see was the favor of God. Every step of the way, we were pleading to the Lord, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, and taking a step in faith and asking. And God began to open doors. God began to make a way where there seemed to be no way. God began to address the situation, and one after another, it was just like, wow, 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 wow. In the end, all you can do is just thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, as you're going through that difficulty. Kapatid, I don't know the situation you're facing today, and it seems maaring umiiyak sa Panginoon, you're crying out to Him in prayer, and it's like, Lord, parang walang sagot. Let's humble ourselves before Him. Let's come to Him. Let's not give up. Magpatuloy tayo sa ating pagsasaliksik sa Kanya. If you know that you are walking in the path of humility, that, yes, it's not about me, it's not about others, but Lord, it's about you. I am submitted to you. Magpatuloy tayo sa ating panalangin. Because in the end, like James says, He will lift you up. He will lift us up. Ironic to na, no? If you humble yourselves, He will lift you up. Yung paradox na hindi natin naunawaan minsan. But let's submit to Him. Let's resist the enemy. Let's confess our sins. Let's walk the path of holiness and righteousness. Let's walk in humility as we approach God. Because we can. When we pray according to His will, when we come to Him as our Heavenly Father, when we come to Him in humility, He says, you know, I will hear you. I will respond to your needs. Kaya ngayon, mga kapatid, ilapit natin sa Panginoon, idulog natin sa Panginoon in humility, not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less, knowing that you are a son and a daughter of the King. Lumapit tayo sa Kanya. And let's tell Him what our concerns are right now.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.